We are doing the families.
As I went to the families at the ghetto, they were... They're usually around the southeast corner of the building. There's picnic tables there where they hang out. But when I got there, I came the opposite direction what I usually do, and I noticed that they were all standing in the parking lot in circle, and they were holding hands. They were worshiping the Lord. They didn't see me because of the different angle that I drove in, but I was just watching them from the corner of the building. And they were in a circle, and those two families in the middle, and they had their hands lifted up. They were singing Amazing Grace, and then they sang a Hallelujah song, and then they were singing some other songs I've never heard, but it was all about worship. And then each family that was there, there was like 32 families that were there, and each family prayed for the two families that were in the middle, and they anointed them with oil, they prayed over them. And they kept telling them, God is faithful, don't give up. We got to have the faith of God. Like, we got to have faith. Like, even if it doesn't look good, we still got to have the faith. We can't give that up. And that's our hope. That's Jesus Christ is our faith. Like, our hope is in Him, not in men. And so they kept praying and asking God to send Sonny because of Blue Mustang. Then they kept saying, bless Blue Mustang for all he does for families, what he does for all the gang members and just for the ghetto itself. And then Lydia goes, and don't forget, we have to pray for Blue Mustang's family too. And so she prayed for your family. And this went on for about 45 minutes, just prayer time, worship time, and then prayer time. And the two families that were in the middle, they were just crying. They were just waiting for a miracle. And Lydia takes out this little bottle in her pocket. She goes over to the grocery carts that were next to the two families in the middle. She anointed them and said, God, these carts belong to you. Lord, I pray you fill them up with food and groceries for these families because they're hungry. And I just pray you just do a miracle today. And she was anointing them. Like, she's a young little girl, but she knows how to pray. She knows the power of God. After she anointed them and prayed over them, then I stepped out and walked towards them. And Lydia saw me. Oh my God. Mr. Sonny's here. Oh my gosh, the miracle has come. And she just ran over to me and jumped at me, and I caught her in midair. She was just hugging me, and she goes, I knew you were coming. I just knew it. And she was like all excited, and she goes, you know what? I just prayed for Blue Mustang because he's, you know, and then this little boy is like 5 years old. He goes, is he a car or something? I'm like, no, he's not a car. And Lydia explained to him who you were. And then the little boy goes, and who's Terry Bird? And it's like, well, he's Blue Mustang's friend and Mr. Sonny's friend. And they pray for us. They're, you know, big part of the ministry. And they're really cool. Oh, he's not a bird. No, so he can understand, you know. Then he said, it's his big brother, Big Bird. I go, yeah, man, that's his big brother. Oh, does Terry Bird have yellow feathers too? They're just so cute. And then the little boy still hasn't caught on. He says, does Blue Mustang have chrome rims or black rims? And Lydia just shook her head. Like, he's not gonna get it, but it's okay.
And I go, yeah, chrome.
Yeah, and I said, well, they're actually chrome, man. And he goes, that's a good choice because they sparkle like your truck. And then he said, so are you, did you bring any ice cream? The little boy asked for ice cream like 5 times. Do you have any ice cream? I go, no, because I don't scream. And he looked at me. No, not screaming, ice cream. Like, oh, I had him going so much. He was just hilarious. But and then I said, what's your name? He goes, my name is Matthew. I said, Matthew, do you need any kind of prayer? And he goes, my dad, he's right over there. And he was one of the two families. He goes, my dad, he's on his knees and praying to God all the time. And I pray for his knees because I think they get hurt. You know, he's just a little guy. But he notices that his dad is on his knees praying. I was like, wow. So I had a cushion in my truck that's probably 14 by 14. And I sometimes sit on the grass and at the park, so I would put it on the grass so I wouldn't get wet, you know. So I would just set it down on the ground and sit on it. And so I went and got it out of the truck and I gave it to the little boy, Matthew. I said, you give that to your dad. So when he goes home to his prayer closet, tell him he could put his knees on there. That way his knees are safe. And he goes, you're my hero. Thank you so much. So he runs it to his dad and tells him why the little cushion was for him. So he could kneel on it and pray on it. And his dad started crying. So then I went over there and I was talking to him about, you know what? When somebody gives you a ministry, you have to follow through it. And this ministry is to bless families. And it's because God put this ministry in his heart, to Blue Mustang's heart, to be able to bless families here in the ghetto, where nobody comes here and tells you Jesus loves you. And they said, when all our neighbors were telling us what's happening at this grocery store with Blue Mustang and bringing in money like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They still didn't know how much though, because nobody talks about that. Mm-hmm. They just say money. They don't say, you know, you're gonna get like $170 or, you know, $140. They don't say anything about money. So, but they do say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the extra credit for the inflation and what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
That's Lydia, that way she says it. So funny. But after I prayed with them and anointed them, I gave them the money, and they just cried, man. Like, you see hearts just, like, it builds up their faith, and then they just get that hunger more for God because they see a miracle right before their eyes. Like, who walks up to somebody and gives them money for groceries? You don't see that. Like, that doesn't happen. And they're like, so God put that in his heart to do that to families? I go, yes. He goes, bless him 1,000-fold. I never said anything about 1,000-fold.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, people have been praying that for you and your family. Like, bless Blue Mustang and all his friends 1,000-fold for everything they do. If it's not only through prayer, through financial, but Lord, just bless them 1,000-fold for what they do. That's a lot. When people pray like that, wow. That's the captain last night from the undercover police said the same thing. But as I was praying for these families, a gang pulled up. 11 cars pulled up in that parking lot where everybody was standing. And they started getting out. No weapons drawn, anything like that. They came over and they go, are you Sonny? Because I was told that Sonny drives a monster truck, a red one. And there's that red truck. It looks like a monster truck. Your name Sonny? I go, yes. And then Lydia goes, yeah. And his friend's name is Blue Mustang and Terry Bird. And they're like, all these guys with all these cool names, like, are they part of an organization? I said, yeah, they belong to God's kingdom, man. He's like, whoa. I said, yes, my name is Sonny. And then he goes, you know what? We need prayer, man. There's a drug cartel that's after us. And we don't want to deal with them, man. All the 30 families that were there, plus the two families, all came and surrounded them. And they're like, what are you guys doing? They said, we want to pray for you because God can protect you. God is faithful. With men, nothing is possible. But with God, all things are possible. So let's pray for protection, that this drug cartel guys leave you guys alone. So all these families surrounded these boys and prayed over them. And when they were crying over them, they were... And then I opened my eyes to look at the boys, and the boys were crying. And then the one of Lydia goes, do you boys want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life? You guys want to accept Jesus Christ? And they go, you know what? And she goes, you know, Thanksgiving is just around the corner. I bet your mommy and daddy would love to have you guys go back for Thanksgiving. That did it. All these boys were like, you know what? I want to go home. Maybe it is time for us to go home. They gave their hearts to Jesus Christ in front of these families. They helped me lead them to the Lord, and then they called their families, and they all started coming. That's the busiest that parking lot's ever been. And it all started off with a ministry that God gave Blue Mustang to go to the ghetto. If I wasn't there, if God had sent you there, sent me there, that never would have happened. Mm-hmm. See how that works? See how God is? So these boys gave their hearts to the Lord, and none of those families left until the last boy got picked up from their families to take them home. That's why I couldn't tell you all that last week, because it was too much to tell you. Wow. That was a miracle from God. Definitely. I loved it. God is faithful. That's what he does. Yeah.
Okay.